Good morning, sir. Before we get started, what is your name, sir?
James Arthur Lane, Desiree.
Okay, sir, who is Mr. Lane, sir? Okay, I believe that the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse has your, will be conducting your hearing, sir, so just hold on and she will be with you very shortly, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Lane.
Yes, ma'am.
Could we please start by having you restate your full name and your ADC number?
Yes, ma'am. James Arthur Lane, the second, and my ADC number is 303-389.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the one allegation that's on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing on December 18th, and you signed a form. Do you remember signing that?
Yes, she signed me, handed me a form, and I didn't really know what it was about. She was talking about coming to the board.
Right. That's
something I didn't know what it was about.
Yeah, that's the form that notified you that the hearing would be held today. And on that form, there's a list of your hearing rights. And one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you, or you can represent yourself. So which is it today, sir? Did you hire an attorney, or will you represent yourself in the hearing?
No, ma'am, I represent myself.
Okay. Actually, most people represent themselves. I'd like to introduce you to the board. If you look on the video screen, to your right, so my left, down that way, is at the very end, the Honorable Louis Quinones. Next to him, the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me in the middle is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Over on my other side here is the Honorable Michael Johnson. And my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing. We also have in the room with us today, and you'll see him in a moment here, the Honorable Mr. Westby from Department of Corrections. He'll represent the department and your parole officer in the hearing today. So I need to swear to both of you in, Mr. Lang and Mr. Westby. Do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Lang?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, and Mr. Westby.
I do, at this time, the department is supposed to make an amendment to page 101.
Okay.
And when it exists, section down the bottom of the page for that report, it currently says November 30th, 2018, and date is incorrect. The correct date should be December 7th, 2018.
Well, 7, 2018. Okay, Mr. Lang, the department has made a small correction to the warrant, and it's just the date under the laboratory report at the bottom is incorrect.
Yes.
So I've just made a pen and ink change. I just want to make sure you're aware of that.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, all right. So, Mr. Lang, your hearing will be held in two parts. Phase one will determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision. And then phase two, the board will determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So what I'll do for phase one, sir, is I'll read this allegation to you, and I just need you to tell me if it's true or false. So we'll start phase one, and the allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about November 30th, 2018, per the task LCMS lab report dated December 7th, 2018. Mr. Lang, is that true or false?
Yes, ma'am. I relapsed. I had a slip, and my parole officer asked me to come in to either do a 90-day drug program or to be sent back to prison.
Okay, so that one's
in my act up. So
you're saying that one is true, sir?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay, thank you. So based on Mr. Lang's admission that I moved to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed in the criminal ways of company. So,
agree.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson, agreed Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, and Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Lang, we'll move on to phase two of your hearing and determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we do, Mr. Westby's going to give us all some background information. So just stay on the line, and we'll be right back to talk with you in just a minute. Mr. Westby.
On August 23rd, 2018, Mr. Lang was released from Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested December 3rd, 2018 by ADC staff. There were no charges. He was back in custody on December 3rd, 2018. Both projected community supervision end date of September 20th, 2019, 0 con days. Current conviction, 2015, burglary tools possession, 1 year. 2015, drug paraphernalia, 1 year. 2015, theft and means of transportation, 4.5 years. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in DOC. CUIR score 2-3, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. If disciplinary violations are moderate, the drugs noted. All arrests on record resulted in charges being dismissed or not filed. His community risk score is in G1B3.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. So, Mr. Lang, we have a short summary, a written summary of what occurred while you were on supervision. It looks like you were approved to live with your father on 43rd Avenue in Phoenix. Did you stay there the whole time you were out?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And were you working at all, sir?
Yeah, I was working for my dad's landlord at the time, and he was paying me to do remodeling so I can start my, because I got certified to do a plumber and moving, and he was trying to help me get a little bit of experience.
Okay, so you were doing remodeling of homes or commercial or?
Well, he owns a bunch of apartment complex, condominiums.
Oh, okay.
So okay. He was helping me get a little bit of experience doing that.
Okay, so you'll be working as a plumber then when you get out.
Yeah, I got my GED ability, I got HVAC certification,
excellent.
My EPA certification, so I'm really looking forward to get out and trying to get back and do the right thing.
Okay.
I messed up and I know it.
Okay, all right, so you did have to go for drug testing. It looks like you did the oral swab method instead of urines. And you missed a couple times, but what catches my eye the most is that you tested positive for morphine and methamphetamine as well. Have you had a problem with those two drugs or?
In the past I had, and I've been clean for so long in prison that I thought that I could be strong enough, and just people are coming around that I know aren't my friends now, and I kind of just relapsed, and, you know,
okay.
I can't say anything other than that.
Well, it looks like while you were in prison, as Mr. Westby gave us the briefing, that some of your discipline in prison is about drugs too. Is that true, sir?
Yes, ma'am. I couldn't provide a urine.
Oh, okay.
Example, and they wouldn't do a mouth swab, so
okay.
I couldn't produce. And
okay.
That's why when I got out, I talked to my parole officer about it. He was nice enough to give me a oral swab.
Okay, and so the citations in prison were about not being able to produce.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, sir. So, if you've had this problem for quite a while, what's your plan to deal with it? What's your plan?
Honestly, I'd like to get out and go to a halfway house and just kind of avoid everybody that had anything, just delete my Facebook, you know what I mean, and just start new. I have a fiance now that she's still with me all of my time in prison, and she's not going to tolerate this, and you know, she's not going to tolerate me coming back. She's not going to leave me if I keep messing up, so I can't do that.
Well, that's good news. I'm glad to hear that, because that's a good motivation. But you're aware, and you're probably aware, that halfway houses are not exactly drug-free zones. You have to be very careful about which halfway house you pick. Because there are some that will not tolerate drugs, some are, but you have to find those and be very careful about those.
Yeah, if I have to pay more or something like that, I'll have a job when I get out, so I'm not really worried about that.
Right.
I'm going to stay away from all the other people that aren't good for me, they're not my friends anyway, all of them is trying to drag me down.
And that sounds like good advice to yourself, because that's what we see, is that when you get involved with the old crowd, you go right back to the old habits. So I'm glad to hear you say that. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Anyone have a question for Mr. Lang? Okay, so we're coming up toward the end of your hearing, and I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement if there's anything else that you wanted the board to understand and before we make our decision.
Yes, ma'am. I would just like to plead for a chance to get out and try to do right. I think getting out on parole would be a lot better than getting out clean and with no paper, because I think it would be more structured for me to try to do the right thing. I know I messed up, and I'm admitting to that, but when you give me the opportunity to come into either a 90-day drug program or come back to prison, I wanted to get clean, so I came back so I can do what I need to do to get clean.
Okay.
And I'm just asking for a chance here.
Okay, Mr. Lang. Thank you for your statement. Mr. Lang, the board is going to go into discussion, and we do a discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law, so just stay on the phone, just remain silent, listen to the discussion, and we'll be right back with you in just a moment. Okay, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Lang certainly seems like a very sincere individual. I think he really does want to get off the drugs and straighten up and fly right. He's got a fiance who's not going to put up with any of that. And I'm very glad to hear that. I'm also glad to hear that he's got a good skill. He's got both the plumbing and the HVAC that he could do. And both of those will be good trades. The trick for him is going to be to stay away from the old crowd, as we always hear. So I am, at this point, I'm kind of on the fence about Mr. Lang. But I would listen to any input from fellow board members. Any thoughts?
Anyone have thoughts? Mr. Quinones?
I guess I'll just add that with 9 months left and the reasons for his revocation, not completely close to the possibility of treatment. I don't know if he's really turned the corner and is ready to receive it. So I'll just continue from there.
A great deal of this would appear to be up to him.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm kind of on the fence. Since we have no authority to place him somewhere, it would be completely up to the parole officer to place him into something. But I also hear what he says about wanting the structure of having some supervision when he's out. He does have, it looks like he has a medical marijuana card. And we didn't ask him what that was about, but it appears that if he has that, he should be able to get that approved. But I'm only concerned about the heroin or the morphine use and the methamphetamine. Any other thoughts from fellow board members? No? Okay. I'll make a motion then that I'll go out on a limb a little bit. Now, I'll make a motion that we reinstate Mr. Lang to community supervision, that we do place some additional conditions, and I would say placement at the parole officer's discretion, placement and successful completion of a program that offers substance abuse treatment, must enter and successfully complete treatment program that offers substance abuse, must participate. The PO to start the revocation process upon the first positive missed unsuitable for testing unexcused UA, although in his case it'll be an oral, I'm going to write on here, oral swab, because he cannot miss. That is something he cannot do. And that will be my motion.
Agreed.
All right, so we're going to continue on supervision, amended conditions, motion by myself, seconded, is that you?
Yes.
Okay. Seconded and agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Lang?
Yes, ma'am.
Back to you. you heard the board's discussion. We're really sticking our necks out for you, sir, this time.
Ma'am, I appreciate it, and I will do whatever it takes possible to do that thing.
Please do. Please pay attention to your fiance. I think she'll be one of your best influences. Get going on your career. Get involved in that. Get involved in work. And stay away from the crowd, whoever they are. If you see them, you turn around and go the opposite direction.
Yes.
Stay away from
that.
Now, you do know that the first time there's any hint, you have to do an oral swab whenever your PO says, do whatever your PO says, but any hint of any drug use, and you'll be right back here before this board again. And that won't be pleasant for you. But we really do want you to succeed, sir. You have a very limited criminal history, and we really want this to be the last time we see you in Orange, sir. And you probably want that as well. So, sir, we thank you for your participation today. Wish you the best of luck, but it's going to be a lot of hard work for you. Okay, sir?
So, do you know when I will be reinstated?
It will take them a little while. You know, there's always paperwork. But talk to your CO3, and it'll be within the next, I'd say, couple of weeks that you'll be back. So please listen to what we said. Now, this will end your hearing, but instead of hanging up that phone on that, is there a counter in front of you? Is there a place you can just lay it down or set it on the chair or something?
Yeah.
Okay, rather than hang up, because it disconnects us every time. So, okay, sir?
Okay.
So thank you very much, and your hearing is concluded. Thank you.